The day after the raids, Toronto's police chief, Mark Saunders, was shouted down and interrupted during a news conference to explain his force's actions.
You have 55 complaints, but what about the thousands of people that these clubs are helping? What do you suggest that these people go today? Back to the black market? Back to the alleyways? Do you think that's not a health risk, getting your medical marijuana from an alleyway?
Saunders did eventually get his point across that the raids were not politically motivated.
It is a genuine health concern because there is no regulatory process behind this. And so you don't know if you go into one store and you purchase one brownie or one muffin or cupcake, and you go into the next store, how much THC is in this one versus that one? You don't know.
Saunders also said there were more than 50 complaints from neighborhoods where most of the pot dispensaries were located. But angry activists weren't buying it and protested outside police headquarters.
This is outrageous! Because this plant has never hurt anybody. This plant has saved...
Many critics say the blame should be laid at the feet of the new Liberal government in Ottawa and its promise reiterated here by Health Minister Jane Philpott to legalize marijuana.
We will be introducing legislation in the spring of 2017 that ensures that we keep marijuana out of the hands of children and profits out of the hands of criminals.
In the months following statements like that, Toronto witnessed an upsurge in the number of medical marijuana dispensaries, even though the laws had not yet been changed. And that worried political leaders like Toronto Mayor John Tory, who suggested they were thinly disguised illegal pot shops.
The popping up of all of these dispensaries in what I consider to be unacceptable numbers in neighborhoods is not a reflection of an increased demand for medical marijuana prescriptions, genuine marijuana medical prescriptions.
About half of the 88 storefront marijuana dispensaries in Toronto were raided. Police seized 270 kilograms of dried cannabis and about an equal amount of pot-laced foods. They also found 23 grams of cocaine. At least one of the dispensaries was up and running again the day after the raids. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.